Hello.
Hi, Poppy.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm not sure if you remember me from our last interview we did on the Poppy.computer tour.
Yes, of course I remember.
Oh, that's iconic. How's the tour been so far?
It's been good. It's been very exciting. And yesterday was the day before yesterday. We sold out in New York the other day.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to see the show tonight. I cannot wait because this album, I'm sure, is going to be fantastic live.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I know you're busy, but did you happen to catch any of the Super Bowl last night?
I watched Maroon 5 sing some songs.
Did you like Maroon 5?
You know, I think that he's talented.
I do, too. I was hoping Christina Aguilera would make an appearance, but unfortunately, she did not.
I don't know why he took off his shirt.
I think a lot of the ladies enjoyed that. I'm not so sure.
I had to look away.
You didn't like his body?
No.
That's too funny. Well, I want to jump into your new album, Am I a Girl, as you're on the Am I a Girl tour now at the Paradise Rock Club tonight. I am such a fan of the album, as I've stated, and it's interesting coming from Poppy.computer because with that album, you sequentially told a story from start to finish, and I was wondering, with this album, did you employ the same strategy?
The approach was slightly different, but I would say Am I a Girl is about questioning gender and identity, and overall, I think it's a very fantastic pop record.
I would say the same.
I am also really excited about my new album I'm working on.
Your new album, so it's interesting, the last time you were here, it was at the dawn of Am I a Girl, you had teased that you had finished it, and are we going to be able to expect your new album coming soon?
Yep, mid-2019.
For your next album, is it going to be done in Japan as you've done for your previous work?
No, this album, I'm recording in Los Angeles.
Can we expect some American influences into that, or...
I think there's some, but there's also Japanese influence. I've been studying the language for a number of years now, and I like to incorporate that into my work.
Are you fluent at all?
I think I'm pretty good.
It's a hard language to learn.
Yeah, but I have a really wonderful teacher.
Every time I've listened to Am I a Girl, I've discovered new things about it because it's a very multi-dimensional album. And as I've read a lot of interviewers that have talked to you, I've sort of come up with this idea. Do you think a lot of people, especially the media, have missed some of the messages behind Am I a Girl?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I feel like especially songs like Girls in Bikinis, a lot of people kind of just glaze over exactly what you're addressing.
Yeah, I just think that with American music, people have become very desensitized to things that have actual meaning. And I think that people just choose to remain on the surface. And I think everyone's really boring.
Going off of the boring comment, I've talked with a lot of artists, and I found there's always interesting moments when creating albums. Is there an interesting story that's not boring that you could share from the creation of Am I a Girl?
I think all of my favorite songs came at the end of the writing process for the album.
Are those also the songs that bookend the end of the album?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're the last three songs.
And those songs are Am I a Girl, Play Destroy featuring Grimes, and X.
Yes.
So
And also, I wrote the album in Japan, and then I decided that I didn't want to release that one, so I wrote another one.
So
and that's the one that you heard.
You wrote an album in Japan. Is that the one that you had teased to me prior?
I think so. I'm trying to remember.
That was in December of 2017, if that helps.
Yes.
Interesting.
That was a different album.
Why did you choose not to release it?
I just changed my mind. Sometimes that happens.
I'm sure it was full of pop bops, though, right?
Well, I personally love pop bops, so I would say it had a few.
In a recent interview with Breathe Heavy, you had talked about how you felt that pop music was dead, and I wanted to ask you, when was the last time you think pop music was alive?
I would say probably who was the last one to really, you know, do it? Britney Spears.
I love me some Britney Spears.
All of the productions by Max Martin with Britney. Pop music is really boring right now.
Do you want to be one of the people to shake it up?
I just want to be poppy, and I don't consider myself a pop artist specifically. Some of my music lends itself towards pop, but maybe the definition got lost.
That's fascinating.
You know, pop means something different to everyone.
I do too, and I actually talk about this with a friend of mine all the time, that we're now coming to the end, or we're in 2019 coming to the end of a decade, and decades always tend to have a sound. Going into 2020, what's something you think the pop genre needs as we're getting this fresh start?
Something that the pop genre needs? I think real dance pop music. We need a real dance pop singer.
I can get behind that. Diving into dance pop too, I know it's not necessarily in the genre, but Voicemail, the new song that you have dropped, is fantastic, and the video is on a whole nother level as well. Is Voicemail going to end up making your next album, do you think, or is it aiming to introduce this sort of new sound as metal did pre Am I a Girl?
Voicemail is another single that's released on Mad Decent. And that would be what I'd consider an additional track. I don't think it's going to be on any album in particular. I'm about to be completely poppy. I'm Poppy Records very soon. I think Voicemail is a bridge into this new chapter.
I love that. Going into this year in mid-2019, it's come out that you have a book coming out, Genesis 1. As someone who's gone to Catholic school for 15 years, I'm very familiar with the title and with creation stories. So I was interested to know if, is religion a topic you're going to tackle in future work, or is it more so just drawing a parallel between both titles? Because I know you're going to be talking about Poppy's creation as well.
Well, I've created my own religion and my own church. And I think every Poppy show is a gathering of like-minded individuals.
Having been to a show, I can agree with that.
Oh, thank you. I think Genesis 1 is going to tell the story of Poppy's creation and what goes on behind the scenes and some stories that you might not have heard. And I just can't wait to tell my fans about it.
I can't wait to hear all about it. You recently had mentioned you have a new single coming out called Scary Mask.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was any additional information you could give on it, and I'd like to make a guess at who the collaboration might be.
Okay. I don't think you'll be able to guess. But I want to know who your guess is.
I would love it to be with Baby Metal.
Oh, I would love it to be with them, too. It's not with them, though. That is a dream. We can put that out into the world, and hopefully it will happen someday. It is a band.
It is a band?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I can tell you that, and I think that's all I can say for right now.
All right. Well, what to end this, what can fans be excited for going forward? What's something you would like us to know as we're craving this new music?
I'd say it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, and I hope you're wearing your seatbelt.
We'll be sure to do so. Thank you so much for talking with me, Poppy.
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you again. I'll see you later, right?
Yeah, I am coming, and I will be there. You will see me jumping around, losing my mind.
Great. I'm so excited.
See you later tonight.
There'll be a lot of people.